Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You, and we are approaching our last segment of the show. Well, the breaks have been really fun. I just want to say that.
I mean, it's a true testament to our professionalism.
I have to say.
We get right back into gear.
How,
but it's,
you know,
really great.
And, it's been great. So this program's great, and it's really...
And I just got a text from John Ryan, who is at a doctor, but he was listening. He said, "Marlene is a very good judge of character. Tell her and Rebecca I say hello, and it's a great show."
Aww.
So John is tuning in.
Hi, John.
Hi, John is right. Oh, John.
But I really have to say, Marlene, as much as she, listen, I love her off air possibly even more than on air, because
so
she's
true.
Just like the greatest ever. But you know what it is? You are really an inspiration, and what you've been through, you know, we touched upon in the previous segment about her struggle and how she kind of found out about these different organizations, and it's just incredible. I mean, how she literally made, I mean, she's active than some 20-year-olds I know.
It's hard to believe that three and a half years ago, you were a mess.
Totally disabled. Yeah. Totally disabled, where I really didn't think that I was going to survive. I really didn't think that I would be helped, because there were too many things going wrong. It was,
of course. And it messes with your psyche, you know, when you were saying the depression that goes along with all
how
this.
How long after you started to actually get treated for the Lyme did you recover?
A year and a half, two years.
But you were getting better and you saw progress?
A year and a half, first 6 months, no. I had to get to the Morrison Center and see Jerry. To really start making progress. Traditional medicine, just those antibiotics. If you're not caught immediately, if you take a tick off and you know that you have been bitten by a disease tick and you use doxycycline for 30 days, you can be actually cured.
Right.
90% of people don't even know they've been bitten by a tick.
Right.
Their symptoms all of a sudden start to accumulate, and they become all over the place. I had gastrointestinal issues I was hospitalized for. You wouldn't think it was
a patch. She was on medication, she told me, during the break for malaria.
There's something called artemisium. It's for malaria. And I was on that for about a year. And the artemisium probably was helping. Of course, it didn't help to control, though. I'm 100%, I'd say I'm 95% controlled at this point, 4 years later. But I'll always have Lyme. I can never give blood and things like that. I'm just, I forgot the word that Jerry used. I call it chronic
persistent.
Lyme.
Persistent.
Persistent Lyme. It's a fascinating topic, but it's a reality in life.
Right.
And thank you so much, Christina, Rebecca, thank you for having them on the air.
Yeah, I mean, it was just amazing.
Because I walk around, you know, and I, you know, who wants to tell people my personal issues? I certainly really don't.
Yeah.
But when it comes to something
it's
amazing.
It's because it's literally, I mean, if anyone could see Marlene, you would, like, not even believe any of the story.
I'm finding it hard to believe.
I think you made it up, actually.
But it wasn't for Pat, you know, Jerry
Simon. And I think it's just your, you know, and I think because of probably what had happened to you, I think it makes you even more so vibrant and really making the best of every situation and living life.
Every single day.
The fullest, which is, I think, is always what we try to preach on this show, how important that is. And you know, I was listening to, I'm a huge fan of James Corden, I'll just give a little shout out to him, and I was listening to him actually on Howard Stern, and it was a really great interview he was doing. And he was saying, you know, what it really is, he said, all we have, he's like, you know, money's great and everything, but, you know, time is really it. You know, that's what we have, is time. And it was just making the best of it. And I was like, you know what, James Corden, you're speaking my language.
That is Christina, definitely.
Told me about that program. He listened to it, too, on his way to Corbin. He was just telling me about
that.
Because
it really was such an inspirational, and it just reminds me, you know, I mean, we're very similar on this show with our message, I just want to say. But really great, again. So it's a really, we're so fortunate to have our amazing co-hosts who really...
Yeah.
I mean, really add so much to the program. And the fact that I feel like when we have these segments on and you have this personal story with it, it adds so much to the segment, and it really makes it the audience understand what's going on a little
better. And we always say, Christina, look at the wealth of people that live in the town of North Hempstead.
It's amazing.
The quality, the quantity, they're, you know, all have stories and professions and careers. And, you know, it's so important to keep engaging and, and living and enjoying and talking. And, you know, Project Independence really kind of has that venue for it. You know, we're all about everybody in the, you know, North Hempstead, all the seniors, and staying engaged and active and participating and, you know, creating committees when need be and looking at the issues of the town and what, you know, what it takes to age in place. I mean, this is really what Project Independence is about.
It's the collaborative nature of all these things is really what, you know, is the key to everything, you know, because the fact is, you know, we have our department, you know, and then we have all the way up to the supervisor and the council people who really buy in and are invested in the program, you know, and then you have this wealth of seniors, and it really takes a village, you know, to pull this whole thing off. And I think it's just absolutely amazing, and it's a blessing to be a part of. You know, I said I come back from days like this after the radio show, and I'm just like glowing because, and especially today, I mean, everyone's gonna be very jealous of Rebecca and I when we come back to the radio show up to work. Because of our experience.
Right, you're like on almost like a high, and you get back to the show, and everyone's working. I'm like, did you hear us today? You were great.
You missed out.
You know what's interesting? I'm sitting here, and we have 4 decades of different ages sitting at this table. Mm-hmm. 4 decades. And we're communicating on every level.
That's right.
And
sure,
it's a senior program. It's a senior program bringing senior information, necessary information. And I'm just looking, I'm saying, 10 years, all different decades, right here, right now.
That's
and look at how everybody is so interested, and there's so much different information to give out.
Because age is just a number.
So wait, I just want to make sure.
Certainly is.
I'm representing which decade? Let me see if you're right.
I'm not going there. I am not going there because I am totally regressed.
Well, it's
okay, well, like, emotionally and mentally a lot younger, trust me.
She's all over the map. She has a couple of generations going on.
I've got,
But just another proactive thing is Senator Anna Kaplan, who used to be a council person in North Hempstead, is hosting a skin cancer screening over at Clinton G. Martin Park on Saturday, June 15th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Oh, good.
Which I think is really amazing.
Do you need an appointment?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't say anything. They're free. It says if you want more information, you can call 516-746-5924. It doesn't appear that you need any kind of appointment. It doesn't say that. So,
okay.
But I would call
that number.
And
yeah,
check. But
call
I saw
that
it, you know, I love to look and see what information is outside our building. And I saw it. So this is a great program that's going on. So definitely check that out, because that also is equally as important. We are talking about summer. Also, our Pioneer should be hopefully
going
to print. It should be hitting next week.
Yay.
And it's all geared towards summer. And I just really want everyone to please look for it. It's such great information. If you are not getting it, please call 311 or 869-6311. We have summer safety, preventing dehydration, which is such a huge topic, too. We're actually going to have a speaker on that, I think, in a couple of weeks. We have how to make better beverage choices, different food safety, and grilling, and just it's filled with such a plethora of things. And it's something that, you know, you can keep it forever.
Yeah, yeah.
So definitely check that out next week. We have on Robert Lang, who is the commissioner of the Solid Waste Management Authority, and he's going to talk about Town of North Hempstead recycling, because there was a big pamphlet that was recently sent out that really details, because it's such an intense topic, recycling, and what you can recycle, and if something...
Right, we talked about that on the show, to get someone, like, if you put your recycle in a bag in the recycle bin, it may not get recycled.
Yeah. You know, if you don't clean out a sauce can, that's not getting recycled.
It's going right
so
to
it's
the mound,
really,
you know.
It's really great.
That's
so he'll
good
be
to
on to tell
on.
Us that. And then we're going to have on Doug Cormack, who's the executive director of the Orchard Estate of Woodbury. And they're going to come on to talk about the need for memory apartments and memory care for seniors, which I think sounds really interesting.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it should be a great show.
And how about the staff here?
Absolutely.
I mean,
it's our family.
Ryan, we got Victoria, Janine, Dan Cox. Thank you so much for always.
Yes, it's our radio show squad over here who has a really good time. And please, if you have any questions about anything, call 311 or 869-6311. Because there's tons of amazing programs and services over
right.
at Project
and
Independence.
So many of the programs that Project Independence does, whether it's fitness or technology mm-hmm. for the terrified, there's so many programs. You do need to register.
Yeah.
So because some spaces do fill up, and especially if it's a fitness class and we have a
Absolutely,
room that's
right.
reserved, if you just walk in, we want you to be registered so we know what kinds of space we need. So it's always a good idea just to call 311 and ask, for any questions. If you have a cell phone, if you're calling from a cell phone and you're calling 311, it's always best to just
dial the full number.
Dial the full number, 869-6311.
Right.
Because if you're kind of on the border, you might get the city 311.
And then
you're
totally
like,
confused.
They don't know what Project Independence Transportation is. They're like, free shopping. No, they hang up on you. But here we are coming to the last few seconds of the show. It was a great
show. Thank you, Rebecca. I want to give
you're
a shout out to you.
So
awesome
welcome.
Job, as
a
always.
Pleasure. Dr. Marlene Levy, was great to do the show with you again.
You are so, you're super. This is fabulous. This really is.
Oh, go on. We have 20 seconds left.
Super. How much? I'll keep going.
Can we cram into this 20 seconds?
Everyone, all of our listeners, have a great, great weekend, a great safe weekend. Stay in touch by calling 311. And the next week's radio show on June 14th looks like it's going to be a great one. Have a great and safe weekend.